There are three reasons why we should look at countries that have made progress. The first reason is that they're often a good entry point for research because there's appetite for reform from government and other stakeholders. The second reason is that it's very important that we find ways to get countries learning from each other, and we've seen that in the OECD and the PISA results. And the third thing is that understanding change at scale means that the country will be an important unit of analysis. The other important point to note is that we shouldn't always be looking for success either. Where we've had more staggered progress, we may get learning as well. An evidence approach is important because what we've learned from the past won't necessarily tell us about the future. And that's because we're focusing on slightly different things now. With the focus on learning rather than enrollments, we need to understand a different set of dynamics and a different set of issues. The second reason is that the focus on research will help us to get improve quality standards in evidence and make sure that all of the evidence that we're collecting in education reaches certain benchmarks for quality of research. And the third thing is that we need an evidence-based approach in order to inform policy making around things like class sizes, teacher presence and effort, and school-based management. This is where evidence is starting to emerge, and we need to be able to get that into policy making. So there are three gaps in the evidence that I want to highlight. The first one is around what works to improve learning. Amazingly, it's an area that remains a bit under-researched. We particularly need to know more about what teachers do and how that impacts on learning. Is something that we need to get a better understanding of. Secondly, there's not enough robust research at scale, and that's why DFID is investing in systems research at country level in order to try to fill that gap. The third gap is that there's a lot of the research has been on primary education, not so much on other levels of education. We need to understand better the role of early childhood development in promoting improvements in learning. We also need to look at higher levels, post-primary levels, including higher education. There are three priorities for education going into 2015. The first priority is learning. The second priority is learning. And the third priority is learning.